learn more or make a donation to help others who are hungry, homeless, and addicted.
Everybody, have a good weekend. This is your morning show host, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. We'll see you Monday morning, a little bit cooler, a little bit warmer, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Big story. Walmart shoppers are ticked off. They go through the self-checkout line, and heaven forbid, you got to show that individual, the employee, your receipt, Roger.
A whole lot more to complain about at Walmart than taking 7 seconds to look at your receipt.
We'll see you Monday morning. A lot going on coming up next week. Monday morning, 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some major delays on the south end of town because of a disabled vehicle on the west beltway on I-295 at the southbound ramp to I-95. The off-ramp left lane is blocked and the right lane is blocked there as well. Plus, there's a crash on Butler Boulevard at the eastbound ramp from Belfort Road. Cloudy with showers likely tonight. Expect a low 52. Saturday will start the weekend cloudy and breezy. High 57.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
So now it's witness intimidation. I thought it was about extortion. No, it was about quid pro quo. No, it was about bribery. Oh, sorry, collusion. No, obstruction of justice. No, emoluments clause. No, it was campaign finance fraud. Oh, it's Stormy Daniels. Oh, it was the Access Hollywood tape. Have I missed anything out? I'm sure I have. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're having so much fun with the absurd three-ring circus that is the clown car of delight that some people call impeachment. The latest. President Swalwell wants to have the president's tweets admitted, included in the articles of impeachment because they consist of witness intimidation. A response from our good friend, I've just seen it on Twitter, Ari Fleischer. He was on the show, I think, was it yesterday, the day before? Ari Fleischer was White House Press Secretary for President Bush. As for Trump's tweet, to call it witness intimidation is laughable. People can say whatever they want about President Trump, and he can't say what he thinks. The witness has every right to speak her mind, and he can speak his. If witnesses are so intimidated, why do they keep showing up? Exactly, Ari. Except for one. There's one missing. The whistleblower. Eric, where are you? We're looking for you everywhere. Where has Adam Schiff put you? Let's have audio from today's circus of an impeachment from Devin Nunes with exactly this issue in mind today. Devin Nunes, cut one.
As the Democrats are well aware, no Republicans here know the whistleblower's identity because the whistleblower only met with Democrats, not with Republicans. Chairman Schiff claimed not to know who it is, yet he also vowed to block us from asking questions that could reveal his or her identity. Republicans on this committee are left wondering how it's even possible for the chairman to block questions about a person whose identity he claims not to know.
There you go again, Devin. using logic and common sense in front of Adam Schiff. How can he block discussion of the whistleblower's name if he doesn't know who he is? Which is exactly what Adam Schiff is trying to do. Let's put this all into context. I'm Sebastian Gorka, your host, former strategist to President Donald Trump, host of this show, America First, on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting today, not from my usual studios, just outside the Swamp, but from KTRB. It's 8:60 a.m. The Answer. Why are we here in Fremont, California? Because this evening, with my good friend Hugh Hewitt, we have a book event for the War for America. So thank you, everybody here. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Craig, for being such a great host, and to the team back in D.C. for making it all happen at their end. Let's get serious for a second. What is this all about? There's a French phrase. It's coup d'etat. You don't use it lightly. You don't just brandish it, throw it out there if you're serious. Coup d'etat is not a word we actually associate with our republic. We talk about revolutions and we talk about representative republic. But what we are experiencing right now, don't misunderstand me, is an attempt at a coup d'etat. Why? Because the man who is our president shouldn't be our president. At least not according to the quote-unquote elite that thinks they are smarter than you. At the beginning, when he announced his candidacy, none of them took it seriously. In fact, it was deemed risible, laughable. The blonde billionaire from New York, the reality TV show star, wanted to be taken seriously. It was absurd. They said it was a joke in bad taste, or at most a publicity stunt. But what happened in the months that followed? I first met candidate Trump in the summer of 2015 when I was asked to advise him. I traveled to Trump Tower, sat down with him to talk national security issues, and he was prepping for that fall, the national security debate that fall with other Republican candidates, and I agreed to assist him. What happened after that? One by one, slowly but surely, candidate Trump whittled away all the other 16 establishment GOP candidates to become the Republican nominee. The inconceivable had occurred. Why was it inconceivable? Because he wasn't part. Donald Trump wasn't part of the political class. He wasn't beholden to special interests. He wasn't tied at the hip to the unions or Big Pharma or tobacco. And really, as far as they were concerned, he was callow. He was a rube. In a choice between a dinner of vichyssoise or a Big Mac, he'd go for the burger. In an evening in a choice between watching Charlie Rose or Sean Hannity, he'd go for the Fox News host. The choice was simple. This man must be stopped. Why? Because he's not going to put the elite first, the swamp first. He's going to put America first. And so it began. The disinformation campaign by the fake news industrial complex was launched. This media, which had told us for 8 years there was a scandal-free Obama administration, nothing had happened, no Fast and Furious, no JCPOA Iran deal, no IRS targeting conservatives, no National Park Service being used to intimidate our veterans of World War II. No use of the Espionage Act to spy on and intimidate conservative reporters like James Rosen or Shel Atkison. Just one fact for you, my friends. During the 8 years of the Obama administration, more journalists and their sources were prosecuted and imprisoned by President Obama under the Espionage Act of 1917 than by all previous presidents combined. But it wasn't just about Obama. It was also about his henchwoman, Hillary Clinton, who had lied about Benghazi, who had been involved in the sale of 20% of our uranium to Russia while her husband was picking up cool speaking fees of $500,000 from the same Russian companies, the woman who had betrayed her quote-unquote friend, Ambassador Stevens, and the other three brave Americans who died in that compound in Benghazi. This series of crimes, of scandals, had to be covered up. That's how we arrived at Russiagate. That's how we arrived at Christopher Steele, the attempted entrapment of individuals in the Trump campaign, low-level experts such as George Papadopoulos, or whether it was a Carter Page, the use of CIA, FBI assets, Stephen Halper, Joseph Mifsud, and the strange Azra Turk. Who is Azra Turk? We still don't know who she is. The unmaskings of hundreds of American nationals, the betrayal, the sting operation against General Mike Flynn, until it was too late. We chose Donald Trump, and he won. What was their response? Mueller. Russia collusion! Let's have a special prosecutor who can put this man in jail. And they tried. For 20 months, $35 million, 50 federal agents. But then again, they failed. After that, shouts of obstruction of justice. And then the Ukrainian phone call. Bribery, extortion, quid pro quo. And now, witness intimidation via Twitter. This is about you. It's not about the president. It's about undermining the will of the American people. But we're here to stop that. I'm Sebastian Gorka, author of the new book, The War for America's Soul. It's Friday. We're going to talk Second Amendment issues next with our good friend, Grant Stinchfield. Don't touch that dial.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
My friend, if you're an unhappy timeshare owner, getting out is probably your top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is more in focus. Thankfully, my friends at Lone Star Transfer can help. Let them do for you what they have done for thousands of others across the country. The process is done legally and ethically and quickly. Lone Star Transfer also has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Brian and Karen run a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money for something you rarely, if ever, use. Give them a call today for a no-obligation consultation at 844-310-2646. That's 844-310-2646. Again, 844-310-2646 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your healthcare, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other healthcare plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal, but you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Seeing major delays on the west side because of a crash on I-10 heading west a couple miles past the Cecil Commerce Center exit, blocking the left lane, and emergency vehicles in the opposite direction blocking the left lane as well. Also, there's an accident on Butler Boulevard at the eastbound ramp from Belfort Road. Cloudy with showers likely tonight. Expect a low 52. Saturday will start the weekend cloudy and breezy. High 57.
Cut 8.
If this shooting yesterday,
two Muslims,
if it had been a Muslim that had shot two American kids, Washington would be shut down today. If it's this random domestic terrorism with kids being able to walk into gun stores and get AR-15s and shoot up their schools, not necessarily this school, I don't know what weapons were used here, right. But at a majority of the schools, as this epidemic spreads across America, Republicans say absolutely nothing. If one Muslim kills one or two Americans and, you know, and says Akbar Allah, then suddenly Washington shuts down. So these Republicans, they actually are prioritizing death. Some deaths are more disturbing than others, but when it's just our kids getting shot in school, unless a Muslim did it,
right.
They just don't do anything.
That is great Muslim scholar Joe Akbar Allah Scarborough talking about kids going into gun stores buying AR-15s. I don't know how that connects to the recent attack in California, the school shooting with two deaths and the shooter in critical condition. But maybe our guest, it's Friday, it's Second Amendment Friday here in America First. He goes by Stinchfield 1776. He is a MAGA champion, NRA member, and he knows more than the Second Amendment than most people combined. Grant, welcome to America First. Do you understand what Joe Scarborough was blathering about there?
No, Seb, I actually don't. In fact, I'm completely confused by it, and I think you could actually make the opposite argument. I mean, I think back to the San Bernardino attack
yes.
in 2015 when 14 people were killed, two Muslims were responsible for that attack, and the media did everything it could to hide the identities of the shooters. They did not want you to know that they were Muslim attackers. And they did everything they could to bury that story. So what Joe Scarborough was talking about, I have no idea. Now, I will say,
Before you go on, what about the Pulse nightclub where we were told, remember for weeks, oh, it's a homophobic attack. The fact that he's a Muslim, no, he went there because he didn't like gay people. Remember that?
Of course. And this is the MO of the left, especially when there is a Republican president like Donald Trump in office. They do not want you to know that the threat is real when it comes to Islamic terror. And so they'll do everything they can to downplay anything associated with it. So Joe Scarborough is off his rocker in this case.
All right,
and in many others, by the way.
Indeed. It's that what does he use? The stuff that perms his hair, the stuff that bleaches his hair. I think it might be going through his cranium. Grant, talk to us about the recent event here in California. I'm in California today. How should Americans understand this? So the latest I know is that it was the young boy's 16th birthday. He had a handgun, which clearly 16-year-old, that's a crime to begin with. And he came from a broken home. Father was an alcoholic, divorced his mother, died of alcoholism. How else should we contextualize what just happened, the sad event here in California?
So first off, I'm like every American. I'm like you, Seb. Your heart aches when you hear that you've got kids shot at the hands of some kind of a madman like this at 16-year-old. But what's really sad is you start to see these common themes in these mass shootings over and over again. You know, you've got a kid from a broken home or having trouble inside the home, and then he steals his firearm. Presumably, they went in, they found other guns inside the home, and then goes and shoots up the school. And again, I promise you, in this case, just like in all the others, there were going to be plenty of warning signs that came out about this guy that could have prevented this. The other common theme, Seb, as you know, is that the Democrats will rush to judgment on something like this. They'll start calling for gun control before the facts are even in. We saw it yesterday. They were screaming and yelling about gun control, and I would challenge them with this. What new law would have stopped this maniac from shooting up his high school when you just said it, Seb, it's already illegal for a 16-year-old to have a 45 handgun?
Right. It's not about logic, my friend. It's not about logic. Can I jump? I know you are Mr. Second Amendment, but you're a patriot. You're a buddy of the show. Can I get you in this segment to talk to us? What is your response to what's going on in D.C., Grant?
I honestly think the Democrats are melting down. They're reaching at such straws, Seb, that the American people, I think, are becoming a lot like I am. I think everyday people are tuning this out. They're saying enough is enough. I can't take this nonsense anymore. They're talking about President Trump intimidating the witness with his tweet. Has anyone actually read the tweet? There's nothing intimidating in that tweet about this ambassador to the Ukraine. They're literally going down into this world of bizarre land, and I promise you, the American people are just tuning it out. The president is not going to get hurt by all of this, and I don't think he suffered any damage today.
Well, let me give you some empirical data to this effect. Today, the Dow hit 28,000, the first time ever. The Dow's value now is 20% more than it was at the beginning of the year. The Nasdaq is 30% more in total value than it was on January 1st. So, Grant, wouldn't that kind of be a message to the Democrats that America's just not buying it?
All right, so I've argued for a long time, including when Barack Obama was president, what's the best thing for an economy and for business owners? It is certainty. You know, when Barack Obama was president, we had no certainty. We didn't know what was coming as far as Obamacare, what new regulation was gonna hamper us. And so now there is a sense of certainty with President Trump. And if you talk about certainty, the Democrats may think they're going to impeach and somehow get President Trump out of office. But I think Americans, and the Dow proved it today, are certain that is not going to happen.
Yeah, bingo. He is Grant Stinchfield. Follow him on Twitter, Stinchfield 1776, and then his great website, grantsrant.com, grantsrant.com. We're going to be continuing our discussion on Second Amendment issues, but don't forget, if you're a great patriot like Grant, if you love the president, and if you want to get a good night's sleep, do what I do. I may be traveling, I may be in California, but I've got my Mike Lindell travel pillow with me. This is the only pillow out there that keeps its shape, supports your head, never gets overheated, hot. You don't have to flip it halfway through the night. 10-year warranty, free shipping. And because you're listening to me here on America First, and because Mike Lindell is a guest host, a buddy of mine, he's giving you right now the biggest discount he has ever offered on TV or radio if you use my name. You can get it. You can use that discount on the premium MyPillows. He's only sold 45 million of them. The travel pillows, the new body pillows, the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, or even his mattress toppers and his MyPillow pet beds. My dog Killian loves his MyPillow pet bed. So you know what you have to do. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, or call 1-800-800-800. 1-800-829-8468. 1-800-829-8468. But whichever way you do it, you've got to use the special code, G-O-R-K-A. Back with Grant Stinchfield next here on America First, and then afterwards, your calls on anything, because it's Friday. We allow you to ask Dr. G anything, but it's also Second Amendment Friday, and I'd like you to sound off also on the circus on Capitol Hill. 1-833-334-6752. That number again, 1-833-334-6752 to call me, Dr. G, on America First.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Second day of House Intelligence Committee hearings concluded, but not without some fireworks between Chairman Adam Schiff and Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, who was trying to clarify a question for former Ambassador to Ukraine, Maria Yovanovitch. President Trump launching fireworks of his own with tweets earlier in the day critical of Ms. Yovanovitch. At a post-hearing press conference, New York Republican Elise Stefanik said on a scale of importance, the tweets don't measure up as a constitutional issue. The House Intelligence Committee will hear from eight more impeachment witnesses next week. Roger Stone, a longtime friend and ally of President Trump, has been found guilty at his trial in federal court in Washington today. He was charged in a seven-count indictment that alleged he lied to lawmakers about WikiLeaks, tampered with witnesses, and obstructed a House Intelligence Committee probe. This is SRN News.
Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible until now. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who work to combat human trafficking. It's time to open our eyes. Learn what you can do by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Nikki Whaley. Volusia County's sheriff doesn't appear to be fazed by threats made against him. Deputies this week arrested a Seminole County's Avis Ankins for allegedly threatening to shoot up a gas station. Now, after the arrest, deputies say the 22-year-old threatened to kill the arresting deputy, the deputy's children, and Sheriff Mike Chipwood by blowing up his house. Chipwood told the News Journal yesterday the threats are no big deal, but he warned that if the suspect tried to carry out any of these threats, it would not end well for that man. A new list is out of the top 10 Florida cities for violent deaths. According to the Florida Medical Examiner's Commission, Miami's number one, followed by St. Petersburg, Fort Lauderdale, Leesburg, Palm Beach, Jacksonville, Tampa. AAA says that nearly 2.9 million Floridians will travel 50 miles or more to their Thanksgiving holiday. They credit a strong economy and low gas prices. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
You're seeing major delays on I-10 because of an accident westbound at I-10, a couple miles past the Cecil Commerce Center exit, blocking the left lane. Also, some emergency vehicles slowing it down in the opposite direction. And on the south side, there's a multi-vehicle crash on I-95 at the southbound ramp to Old St. Augustine Road. Cloudy with showers likely tonight. Expect a low 52. Saturday will start the weekend cloudy and breezy. High 57.
With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
So, yes, the Dow has broken 28,000 for the first time ever. NASDAQ also hit a record, the 21st record since the Trump administration began. Dow is up 20%, NASDAQ up 30% since the start of the year. And then in some other news, Roger Stone has been convicted of all seven counts in a court today. How does this fit into the larger impeachment and political intimidation farrago? We will discuss with you. The number is 1-833-334-6752, but we still have our good friend Grant Stinchfield on the line, and I want him to react to this absolutely mind-bending audio from Katie Turr talking to Cliff Van Zandt, gun expert, quote-unquote, on MSNBC. Play cut seven.
Soldiers will risk their lives to save children. Policemen will, firemen will. But senators won't risk their seat to save the children's lives. That's really disgraceful. There'll be no remedy. I don't think there'll be any courage up there at all. No courage because they're afraid for their seats. They're fearful. They're more protective of their seats than the lives of your kids, of America's kids.
You were just speaking about senators not showing the courage to put their seats at risk, to pass common sense gun reforms, background checks, et cetera. Would you go so far as to hold them responsible for the deaths that are continuing, the lives that are continuing to be lost with gun violence?
Look, I clearly do.
I clearly do. Grant Stinchfield, your reaction to suing conservatives for gun violence?
The only thing he's an expert in is bullcorn. look, this is a common theme from Democrats saying that somehow Republicans, NRA members, people who love their guns, law-abiding folks, are complicit in the attack. Dickie Blumenthal, the senator from Connecticut, said the same thing.
Hang on, you mean Da-Nang Dick?
Exactly. He said that anyone that supports gun rights are complicit in the attack. That includes you and me. We're miles away from this, Seb. And so I would only offer this up to them. In California, which is the incubator for every gun law that Democrats want across America, they've got a 10-day waiting period, universal background checks, so-called high-capacity magazine bans, background checks for ammo, red flag laws, safe storage laws, age restrictions on guns. I could go on and on with this list. None of that would have stopped this shooting. What do they want to pass in Washington that would have stopped this 16-year-old from shooting up a campus?
Gun confiscation, Grant.
That's it. A full repeal of the Second Amendment to come take your firearms. And don't think they won't go door to door to do it if some socialist Democrat ever got into office. It won't happen, though, because we still have a Second Amendment, and America wouldn't put up with it.
Right. You were mentioning in the break some very interesting report from the Secret Service, Grant.
Yeah, Secret Service just came out recently with their Threat Assessment Center, and they issued a report on shootings in schools and attacks in schools. And it was amazing to see the common themes, and thankfully the Secret Service, the solutions to this was not about gun control and taking away firearms. It was about that these shootings could be prevented due to what we see in all of them. We talked about it a little earlier, trouble in the home, Seb. Right. There's no one there to stop the attack. Typically, the attacks last less than 2 minutes. And that means that if you want to stop that attack, you can't wait for law enforcement. You've got to have somebody there to do it. And they go through this. It's many pages, dozens and dozens of pages long of ways to stop these attacks. And really, the Secret Service proved they can be prevented, but gun control is not the way to do it.
Can you send us a copy of that report so we can post it at sebgorka.com at
Absolutely.
America First?
I will. Right. I will forward it as soon as I get off with you.
In the last minute we have left with you, Grant Stinchfield, in the 353 days we have left before the election, what can the average American do to support the Second Amendment and our gun rights?
Well, I'll tell you what, it goes beyond now, Seb, with what we're seeing today and the weeks leading up to today. You've got to be out there. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be talking to your friends. And you've got to be calling your lawmakers, senators, congressmen. I don't care whether Democrats, Republicans, and overwhelm them with how you feel, whether it's about anti-gun legislation or about this impeachment hoax that they're perpetrating against President Trump. We've got to get vocal. We've got to get engaged. We cannot sit back on our heels because they want to take this president out. It's up to us to not let that happen.
Yeah, it's important to make that connection. This impeachment isn't about Donald Trump. It's about those who voted for him and anyone who wants to make America great again. Grant, you nailed it. Follow this man. Go to grantsrant.com and follow him on Twitter, Stinchfield1776. My friend, be safe. Keep your powder dry. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We are broadcasting from KTRB 860 AM, The Answer in Fremont, California. I may be on the road, but I'm taking my balance of nature. Why? Because if you listen to my good friend, New York radio host, entertainer, and all-around good guy, Joe Piscopo, he's got a message about balance of nature.
Well, one thing you're going to notice immediately with balance of nature is that you're not going to get sick as much. And you're going to find when you go to the office, everybody is sick all around you. They have a cold. And maybe you used to be the first person to catch that cold. You will not catch that cold anymore. I speak for myself when you take balance of nature.
So not only are you eating healthily with those 31 different fruits and vegetables in your balance of nature, but because it's so healthy, it increases your immunity. Join me today. Take Balance of Nature every day. You'll get 35% off your first order and free shipping if you go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. But either way, it is essential that you use the special code G-O-R-K-A. It's Friday. Back to your calls next here on America First. The number is 1-833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-833-334-6752. Impeachment circus, good or bad for the good guys. Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Trump here. Get a free copy of my new book, The War for America's Soul, when you meet with my personal precious metals advisors at Midas Gold Group. Working with Midas Gold is important to me because it was founded by U.S. veterans who have protected our freedoms. Now they protect our portfolios with fortification strategies. We've heard a lot about dossiers, but the one that's legit is from Midas Gold Group called 10 Imminent Threats to Your Finances. You must read this eye-opening report on the dangerous reality that we, as Americans, will face going forward. Call for your free copy of this important dossier from Midas Gold 480-360-3000 and get a free copy of my new book when you meet with a Midas Gold Group advisor. Call 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Big delays on I-10 because of an accident on I-10 westbound. A couple miles past the Cecil Commerce Center exit, blocking the left lane. Emergency vehicles in the opposite direction also slowing it down. Plus, on the south side, there's a multi-vehicle accident on I-95 at the southbound ramp to Old St. Augustine Road. Cloudy with showers likely tonight. Expect a low 52. Saturday will start the weekend cloudy and breezy. High 57.
Lawyers, 800.
This lawyer's star rose while repping Stormy Daniels, but fell after he was accused of trying to extort millions from Nike in 2019. His name, quickly forgotten, obviously, Michael Avenatti.
Ouch. Ooh. Dear, oh dear. You don't want to be Michael Avenatti today. Those are the three smartest Jeopardy winners of the year. The three smartest! I mean, real brain boxes. And none of them knew who Michael Avenatti is. And then you have Alex Trebek say, his name? Quickly forgotten, obviously. I bet that stung. Democrat Congressman Al C. Hastings is under investigation for his personal relationship with a staffer. I don't know whether to be... Oh, can you remember? What was that woman's name? Hill? Katie Hill? I don't know whether to be disgusted again or impressed. I've never heard of Democrat Congressman Al C. Hastings, but he's 83 years old. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's go to Matthew, line 4 in Nevada. Welcome aboard, Matthew.
Hey, Dr. Gorka. Love your show. First-time caller. So I wanted to say, in regards to the circus on Capitol Hill, none of it matters. It doesn't matter. It's all a smokescreen. It comes down to one base issue. Yeah. Career politicians that have spent decades tightening their stranglehold on the American people, and Donald Trump is now pulling back that curtain and exposing their corruption and their lies, and they are scared that they are going to lose because of it. That's what this is all about.
Can I add one thing to that? Not just career politicians that are afraid. I think it's also the career bureaucrats.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why do you say it doesn't matter?
Well, Matthew, I'm curious. Why do you say it doesn't? In what way does it not matter? Do you think it won't affect the president? Or are you saying the issues they're discussing in impeachment are irrelevant?
I don't think it's going to affect Donald Trump at all, no matter what they do. Whether or not they succeed in the impeachment is not going to affect Donald Trump overall.
Why?
Because he doesn't care.
But people who are, you know, across America are seeing these people in these sophisticated people in their bow ties saying that he's a nasty orange man. That won't have any effect?
Absolutely not, because as one of your previous callers was saying, the American people are smarter than that. They are starting to realize the corruption that exists in career politics, and they're ready for a change, and that's what Donald Trump represents.
Yes, indeed.
Whether they succeed or not doesn't matter. It's not going to affect Donald Trump. Now, I do believe that it will have an impact on the country overall. If they happen to succeed and do manage to remove him from office, I fully believe it's going to throw this country into armed revolution. But as far as Donald Trump himself, it's not going to matter. He doesn't care, and it's not going to affect him one way or another, ultimately.
From your lips to God's ears. Will you stay on the line, Matthew? First time caller, I'd like to give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, stay on the line. Phil, line 3. Phil in Philadelphia. Welcome back, Phil.
Hey, Dr. G, we love you in our sanctuary city of Philadelphia.
What kind of sanctuary city? Sanctuary for conservatives or sanctuary for bad guys?
Oh, my. It's Biden headquarters, put it that way. That's about as bad as it can get. Dr. G, I don't know why, for the life of me, nobody is asking Joe Biden why he had to have that guy fired. Why did he have to interfere with a criminal investigation in another country?
Right.
Nobody is asking that question. I'll tell you right now, the answer to that question would not have come from him. Because when he said to that president of Ukraine, call my boss, I mean, would you listen to Joe Biden saying you're not getting money without calling Obama?
No way.
Absolutely not. That's why Obama needs to be put under oath in front of the Senate when this goes to the Senate.
When did you know it, and what did you say? Can I read you a tweet, my friend? This is, I love this. Think of this. This is, in the breaks, I'll try and stay on top of social media. This is somebody called Fluffy Bee Unicorn One. So I tweeted out at the beginning of the show, should Donald Trump pardon Roger Stone and make him ambassador to Ukraine? Okay, a lot of people like that. And this is Fluffy B Unicorn's response. He should also, this is the president, okay, Phil, he should take his youngest son to every asshole country in the world.
Oh, have
him hang on. Have him put on the board of every tin pot corporation, demand payment for said, and then return home, brag about it openly at a conference, and use all the money to build the wall. How do you like that, God. Phil?
That's
Isn't that
fantastic.
Good?
One Isn't last that great? Thing, Dr. G.
Yeah.
One last thing, Dr. G. Do you think that President Trump could declassify that conversation from that call from the president of Ukraine to Obama and find out what that answer was to let
Absolutely.
That guy fire?
He can declassify, by law, he can declassify any secret in federal government.
Maybe you might want to run that by him.
All right. We're on it. Thank you, buddy.
We love you, Dr. G.
All right. You've got my book, right, Phil?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Keep spreading the word. You can turn it all back. Let's bring Philly back home. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I think he enjoyed calling in. What a great guest. If you like this show as much as Phil does, do the right thing. Join my club. You know what it is. It's called Gorka's Cabinet. It's the exclusive subscription service where you get America First all 3 hours commercial free. Plus special long-form interviews with special guests that we don't even air on the radio. Video interviews, you can download the audio, and then my takes of the real story behind the fake news industrial complex. Go to sebgorka.com right now. Just do it. SEBGORKA.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner. Join today, and we'll throw in a signed copy of my book. SebGorka.com, Gorka's Cabinet. We are broadcasting from our friends. It's KTRB, Fremont, California, home of 860 AM. The Answer. We're here for the War for America's Soul Tour. Tonight I'll be speaking here in Silicon Valley with Hugh Hewitt, but this is always, wherever I am, a ReliefFactor.com studio. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's natural, and pain relief that has zero side effects. Unlike anything you've ever tried before, it's not a prescription drug. It's not a stinky ointment. Try this, whatever it is, knees, back, ankle, shoulder. For me, it was my lower back pain. I took Relief Factor for 3 weeks. 10 months later, I am still pain-free. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from Americans who are across the country who are getting their lives back, liberated from the daily aches and pains. How do you find out if it works for you? It's super simple. You go to ReliefFactor.com. You buy the 3-week quick starter pack. It's at your door in 3 days or less. Take it, 4 capsules in the morning, 4 capsules in the evening, and I, Dr. G, guarantee to you that you will find out by the end of 3 weeks if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It is that easy. $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Do it now. You deserve it. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back to your calls here in America First, 1-833-334-6752.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. While we've earned the reputation as North Florida and South Georgia's preeminent official Rolex jeweler, it's important to point out that at Underwoods we carry other watches too. We start with Seiko, the most reliable and serviceable watch made for under $500. Next we have Tavan, the Swiss-made ladies and men's and dress and sport watches starting at $450. We also carry the Swiss watch Raymond Weil in ladies, men's, and men's sport watches, and they start at $600. If it's a ladies' diamond fashion watch, you need to look at Michelle. They start at $525. Another name we carry is Tudor, inspired by Rolex with the same founder and owner. And their sport watches and chronographs are the rage in Swiss timekeeping. And they're priced from $2,000 to $5,000. So if you're interested in watches, we have what you want at Underwoods. And all of our watches carry a 5-year warranty.
At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale are the shops upon Avedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, November 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, November 23rd at 5 p.m. through December 31st, it's the 2019 Jack's Beach Deck the Chairs display on the oceanfront at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're still seeing major delays because of an accident. I-10 westbound a couple miles past the Cecil Commerce Center exit, blocking the left lane. Also, there's a multi-vehicle accident. I-95 at the southbound ramp to Old St. Augustine Road. And not too far away, another accident. I-95 at the northbound ramp to the 295 West Beltway. Cloudy with showers likely tonight. Expect a low 52. Saturday will start the weekend cloudy and breezy. High 57.
America first. Magnificent.
Why is Leroy playing my favorite tune? He wants me to be in a good mood. I may be 3,000 miles away in California, but we're still fighting the good fight. I'm going to end the show with a little... It's not show and tell, because it's a radio. I get it. But remember when Sesame Street wasn't riven with political correctness? Remember that thing they used to have? One of these things is not like the other. Do you remember? They've had those boxes, and you'd have to identify which one of these kids is doing something different. Here's three stories. Tell me which one is the important one. Disney Plus, this new streaming service, has added warning caveats to classic movies, including Dumbo, The Aristocats, Jungle Book, and Lady and the Tramp. Why? These are all horror movies, right? Dumbo, Lady and the Tramp, Jungle Book. What are the warnings? Quote, "These films contain outdated cultural depictions, and they might be triggering." It's not April 1st. How about another one, probably even more disturbing? This is from the Washington Times, Jessica Chasmar. 100 students at Oregon High School walked out of classes last week in support of the LGBTQ LMNOP, I added the LMNOP by the way, community, after they said a series of events made the students feel unsafe, including the presence of a Chick-fil-A food truck at the home football games. The Westland High School students, organized by the school's Gender and Sexuality Alliance, why does a high school have a Gender and Sexuality Alliance in the first place, walked out of school Friday to protest what they say is rising anti-LGBTQ sentiment on campus. And here's the last story. Let's come back to reality. Homeland Security investigation agents made 3,771 criminal arrests relating to child exploitation in this fiscal year, marking an 18% increase from the previous fiscal year. Almost 4,000 criminal arrests of illegal aliens for child exploitation. The same organization that the Democrats want to dissolve. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been America First. Let's end the way we always end, with my former boss, the 45th President of the United States.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.